to Dennis. Zuri, 10-footer on the rim, no good. Rebound by McKay. She's fouled on the putback.
Macy's been dominating the offensive glass. Zuri shot, didn't want to go down. Macy was there to pick it up. As she went up, she was fouled, and she'll shoot two. It looks like the foul is on Olivia Young, Phil.
Fouls are starting to even up and add up. 6-5 Riverdale. Free throw is in the air and no good for McKay. She'll get one more. Second throw now can bring her team within two. In the air and good. She does.
Here we go.
38-36.
Riverdale's kind of extending that zone out a little bit farther than they have, Phil. We'll see how that goes.
Kaylee Miller, near side, bounce feed, Maxwell, 15-foot for the baseline on the way, no good. Gets her own miss. Kicks it over to Coach Klang out of bounds.
Coach Klang was open, but it was a good offensive glass. She went to kick it out. The ball was was a tough pass to make as she was heavily defended and resulted in the ball going out of bounds.
Dennis up to McKay and then around to Dennis. They're going to get it over the top and caught here on the near side by McKay. Macy back to Zuri Dennis. Riverdale down by a basket. Back on the left side, McCorkle inside Dennis. Shot blocked. Rebound McKay. Up, no good, but a foul. She'll get two.
It was a good job of interior defense as they blocked Zuri's shot, but Macy was there to pick up the loose ball and will shoot two.
She is 2-for-4 from the line tonight. First one is good, and it's a one-point game.
The foul, by the way, Phil, is on Kaylee Miller, which is her third.
Thank you.
Both teams with six fouls will be shooting bonus the rest of the way. So, there'll probably be a lot of pressure free throws as we head down the stretch here.
McKay with the free throw in the air and good. And just like that, we are tied.
Nice job by Macy. Two big free throws. 4:40 to go. 38-38.
Here we go. Bulldog basketball. Left side, Young. Young driving toward the top of the circle. Gives it off to Peterson. Tristan to the corner, three-point around the way, and in and out for the Bulldogs. Miller, rebound by Peterson, drops it off to Kaylee Peterson. Tristan gets it back from Kaylee, and a whistle and a timeout. Bulldogs got a timeout, it looks like.
Yes, yes, they did.
4:23 remaining, 38-38, Riverdale Ithaca on WRCO and WRCO.com.
This is Tyler Wilkinson with Wilkinson Auctions. We at Wilkinson Auctions are here to help you make money selling your farm equipment, construction equipment, vehicles, and property at auction. We have locations in Columbus, Spring Green, Muscadet, and Hillsboro, and do on-site auctions across Wisconsin. We believe in the live auction, and our live auctions consistently get top dollar. You can hire anyone to sell your stuff, but when results matter, call Wilkinson Auctions. More info at WilkinsonAuctions.com.
Richland County Bank in downtown Richland Center has been a partner in creating opportunities for local people and businesses since 1881. That's a lot of different loans for a lot of different people in a lot of different circumstances, but all decided the same way by local people at your local hometown independent bank, the Richland County Bank. See what a local bank can do for you. Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Josie Law with a shot makes it 40-38 out of the timeout. Bulldogs by two, and Riverdale trying to break the pressure. Ball knocked loose. Tristan Peterson gets the steal, and Ithaca takes it back with a two-point lead and 4 minutes to go.
Nice job by Ithaca in that trap at half court, forcing the turnover. Tristan Peterson with the steal, like you said, Phil.
Law spin move, fires it off to the baseline. Miller back to the right side, Young, and now back to Miller. Bulldogs pulling it out a little bit.
It'll be interesting because they have the lead. Riverdale back in the zone. It'll be interesting to see if they'll make them come out or if they'll just continue to attack.
Ball goes down low toward Lau and knocked out of bounds. Last touch by McCorkle.
Yep. Nice job by Kayla knocking the ball away as they went to go inside. Looks like Ithaca's going to continue to attack on offense.
So the inbound feed comes from the sideline. Caught here. Now to the far side, Olivia Young is stopped. Gives it back now to Miller. Miller to Lau on the left side. Now back to Miller, down to the baseline. Caught there by Young. Entry pass for Peterson. Again, the Bulldogs have some good ball handlers out there right now.
Yep, they have the lead and the ball. If you're Ithaca, you're not in a rush, but at the same time, there's still so much time left.
Give and go low. Lau is trapped. Fires it back to Miller. Now Peterson. Kaylee back to Kaylee Miller. 3 minutes to go. Young for a deep three. Go!
That was a deep three. That's courage on that one. Olivia Young, the senior, knocked down a deep one, putting Ithaca up by five.
That is their first basket tonight, too. 43-38 with 2:42 to play. McCorkle trapped to the backcourt, brings it across to Dennis. Dennis to McKay, turns in,
nice
fires,
pass.
Wide open player, tough shot, good by Kennedy Cooey.
Nice cut by Kennedy, nice pass by Macy McKay as Kennedy delays it home, 43-40, 2:20 to go.
Across the timeline, Kaylee Miller, Josie Lau on the left side, attacking the zone. Lau with the basketball, backs off toward half court. Fires it now left side for Miller. Bounce feed inside Peterson. Back to Miller. 2:10 to play. Bulldogs by three. Josie Lau off the screen right. Drops it off to the corner. Taken there by Kaylee Peterson. Now back to Young. Riverdale coming around that perimeter, extending that defense a little bit. And Josie Lau backs up to half court. Lau over to Peterson. Peterson down deep is double teamed. Fires it back to Lau. Inside, there's Peterson. Now Young to the corner. Three by Miller. It is good. A big basket
That's
for the Bulldogs.
Good shot by Taylor Miller. Two seniors, Miller and Young, delivering big threes down the stretch. Those are big-time shots, Phil.
46-40 Bulldogs, 1:38 remaining. Area girls basketball tournament action from WRCO Sports.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's here. Did you know February is National Bird Feeding Month? Here at Walsh's, we carry all your bird feeding needs. Suet cakes to many different kinds of bird seeds by the pound or by the big 50-pound bags. We also carry a wonderful selection of bird feeders. And if you're looking for a new hummingbird feeder for later in the year, we have you covered. So stop in at Muscadet, Richland Center, or Ace of La Crosse. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
The Muscadet Mini Mart and Hunch Brothers Pizza team up to bring you the best option for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Making fresh pizza from cheesy breakfast pizza to the lunchtime hunk of pizza. And get a delicious 12-inch pizza and wings you can take home for dinner. All this comes with quality service and you are treated like family. Get all this at Muscadet Mini Mart, along with top quality fuel. You can call in your order and have it ready for pickup. 739-3733, the Muscadet Mini Mart.
46-40, the score. Ithaca with two clutch threes, Kaylee Miller and Olivia Young, and they're up by six. Here's Zuri Dennis walking it up for the Chieftains. Riverdale goes left side off the screen. Cooey shoots a two. It is on the rim. No good. Rebound by the Bulldogs. Tristan Peterson.
Good rebound. Riverdale's going to have to pick the pressure up here. Down by six, minute 20. Probably going to have to look to foul.
Ball goes up to Lau, and she is fouled by Cooey, and that'll put Josie at free throw line.
Good strat, good move by Kennedy because you want to put them at the line. You're down by six. Kennedy went for his steal, didn't get it, picked up the foul, but that's the strategy you had to adopt at this point.
So Lau at the free throw line tonight. First trip there. Run into the bonus, and it is no good. Rebound by Riverdale. Pulled down by McCorkle, and almost traveled in the backcourt. Needs some help. Fires it up to Dennis. And now here is the pass from Hudson to the corner. Three on the way. Riverdale won't stay for Cooey. Rebound by Young and the Bulldogs with a minute to go. And Zuri Dennis commits a foul at midcourt.
Good job by Zuri. Nice look by Kennedy. Just came up a little bit short. Riverdale couldn't track down the offensive glass. Olivia Young for Ithaca tracked it down. And Riverdale's forced the foul. And Kaylee Miller, right, Phil's at the line.
Yep, that is correct. So they're going to mark the fouls on the far side. I'm not sure what the discussion was.
But yeah, I didn't catch that one, but here we go.
One and one, that's the most important thing. And Miller at the line in the air with this one, and it is no good. Rebound by Zuri Dennis. Dennis is double-teamed, brings it back to the middle. There's McKay. There's Hudson, knocked away by Lau, picked up by Peterson, and a foul called on the Chieftains.
Uh-oh.
And it's Kaylee. Or Tristan Peterson went down hard, hit the floor afterwards. And so Lindsay Tollickson, the trainer, is going to come out and check on her welfare. So we'll step away. We have some injury time with 51 seconds remaining. 46-40, Ithaca leading Riverdale on WRCO and WRCO.com.
If your driveway or parking lot is looking tired and in need of some maintenance, the best choice is Wiscoat of Lone Rock. Wiscoat, local people committed to the local area and committed to the best customer service possible. Using the best products and techniques, Wiscoat will clean, edge, patch, seal cracks, and apply seal coating. Call now for your free estimate and get your job scheduled for next spring. 608-354-7690. 608-354-7690. Visit Wiscoat.com or check Facebook for Wiscoat of Lone Rock.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit JonesChev.com.
Tristan Peterson leaves the game with an injury, and the Bulldogs have chosen Maggie Kirshner to shoot free throws, and it was a good choice. She hits them both.
Comes off the bench, hit two big free throws. Jessica up by eight now with 48 seconds. Riverdale's going to have to look for a quick shot.
Here's a three on the way, and it won't go for McCorkle, and the rebound by the Bulldogs. 8-point lead with 40 seconds, and there's a foul again at midcourt.
Yeah, Mason McKay picking up the foul. Kayla McCorkle had a good look, just a little long on the three. Olivia Young tracked down the rebound for Ithaca, getting it out to Kaylee Miller. Then Macy McKay committed the foul, which she had to do, to put Ithaca back at the line.
That's her second. Kaylee Miller at the line. Free throw in the air, and that one is good. That'll make it 49-40 Ithaca. One more coming up for Miller, trying to extend her season and year. Free throw on the way, and good.
Nice job knocking down two big free throws. Now with a 10-point lead, you're going to have to hope for some good fortune if you're Riverdale.
Ball goes left side. There's a three on the way for McKay. No good. Rebound pulled down by the Bulldogs, Miller, and she lost the handle out of bounds off of Riverdale.
Yep. Riverdale went to trap. Ellie Hudson knocked it away, and Ithaca will keep possession.
Young brings it in, the ball to Miller and the Chieftains Fowler. This will be double bonus now.
Yep.
As she heads to the other end.
Yep, Zuri picked up the foul, which she had to do. And with 25 seconds to go, Ithaca probably salting this one away.
It was a close one not that long ago.
Yep.
43-40.
Yeah, I think the turning point, obviously, Phil, was the two big threes by the seniors. They were able to knock down threes at the right time, extending that lead up to 6 points. And
Miller,
that was the difference.
Miller hits the first free throw to make it an 11-point game. Gets the ball again. This one in the air, and that one is good. So that will make it 52-40 in favor of Ithaca. Riverdale in a hurry. Dennis down to the baseline with 20 seconds, and then a 10-footer on the way, no good. Rebound pulled down by Miller. Weaving in and out of traffic, and the foul on McCorkle stops the clock with 13 seconds. So Riverdale will head the other way to get on the blocks, and Ithaca will shoot.
Yep.
And this one is kind of down to the final score now.
Yep, that's for sure, Phil. So a really well-fought, hard-played game by both sides, but Ithaca is able to pull away at the end. And
kept it interesting down to the last couple of minutes, close game.
Looks like they'll probably be going on to Highland, right, Phil? I think Highland had a pretty good lead, you were saying before,
yep.
So most likely to Highland on Friday night.
Last we saw, yeah. Here comes the second free throw. That is good as well. She's 8 of 11 from the line, 54-40. And it's Riverdale basketball. Zuri Dennis needs some help. Gives it back to McCorkle. Three on the way, and it's on the rim. No good. Rebound Ithaca with three, with two, and with one. And this one belongs to the Bulldogs. Ithaca wins the opening night of WIAA Girls Basketball Series, 54-40 over Riverdale. Riverdale held the one-point halftime lead at 17-16. Good crowd on hand for this one. It really kind of built in intensity as this one went on.
It did, right. Riverdale holding lead 17-16 at half. Then things went back and forth in the second half. Then the final, like, 2.5, 3 minutes, I think the two big threes gave Ithaca a little more breathing room, and they were able to capitalize and make their free throws down the stretch and pulled away for the win.
We'll be back with the postgame show next, sponsored by Jelinek Plumbing and Heating.
Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Score between those two. I think every game's been 12 or 10.
Been close, yeah. Welcome back to Ithaca. It is a lead for Highland, 43-31 over Benton, with about a minute 44 left, according to our engineer Tim Thede tonight. So Ithaca will go on to face the winner of that one tonight. And the Bulldogs improve with the win to 15-9. Riverdale falls to 8-17. Well, it is time now for our Duncan Rewards turning point of the game. And, Kurt, I think you alluded to it toward the end there, those two big three-pointers by Ithaca seniors.
Yeah, I think so. I think, Phil, when, you know, had Olivia Young hitting that deep three there, that gave them the momentum, extended out the lead, and then Kaylee Miller, I believe, delivering that shot from the corner. And I think after those two big shots, I think the tide kind of turned. And you give, you know, you got a six-point lead, you're a little maybe more relaxed, and they just played solid. And, of course, they made their free throws down the stretch. They were able to convert there. You know, Riverdale played, I thought, a really strong, determined game, but tonight just wasn't going to be. And Ithaca will advance on, like you said, playing the winner of the Highland-Benton game.
Right, and I think Ithaca's, their full court, too, pays the dividends.
Yeah, I think, right, for sure. I think that full court pressure forced some turnovers, like you said, and eventually Ithaca was able to capitalize on them. I think it threw Riverdale a little bit out of rhythm, maybe, that full court pressure. But, yeah, you have to give a hats off to Ithaca with the win. And, of course, like you said, Riverdale has really improved during the season, has played really strong, overcame some obstacles during the season, and has played strong. But Ithaca wins this one tonight.
Sounds good. Again, the final score is the Bulldogs get to the victory. We'll add up the totals and summaries, but Ithaca wins it by a score of 54-40. That is our Duncan Rewards turning point of the game, sponsored by Duncan in Richland Center.
Time to celebrate at Dunkin' in Richland Center with something new. Now introducing the Frosty Red Velvet Specialty Donut, a red velvet cake base topped with vanilla flavor icing and cream cheese flavored sprinkles, promising a rich and delightful experience. Wash it down with the all-new white hazelnut bark coffee, a drink inspired by fans' adoration for toasted white chocolate swirl. The drink marries the flavors of warm toasted hazelnut with the sweetness of creamy white chocolate flavor to create an inviting drink regardless of whether it's served hot or iced. And remember, Richland Center runs on Dunkin'.
Transform your space with Foggy Bottom Woodworks, your ultimate destination for custom craftsmanship and quality. They offer a seamless experience as your one-stop shop for custom cabinetry, millwork, countertops, and flooring options. Skilled designers and craftsmen bring your vision to life with unparalleled quality, embracing locally sourced materials. The cabinets, unlike box store options, are meticulously crafted from plywood. Say no to ordinary and yes to extraordinary. Visit Foggy Bottom Woodworks at 555 East Warehouse Street in Muscadet, or give them a call at 739-4440. Check their Facebook page for a glimpse into their world. With over 20 years in business, they're here to make your dreams a reality. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., or Saturdays and evenings by appointment.
There will never be a time when we don't encourage pre-planning. This is Mark Jelinek of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Our staff has years of experience getting to know families and incorporating their loved ones' hobbies, activities, interests, and unique requests into meaningful and memorable services. Don't ever hesitate to make a request because you think it might be too out there. We are honored to work with you to create a service that truly reflects and celebrates your loved one's individual life journey at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Take advantage of Richland Grant Telephone Cooperative's fiber network. You heard right. Fiber right to your home or office. We can offer the fastest internet and high-definition television. And our HD channels are included free, so you won't need to pay more. When the local sporting events are over, kick back and watch your favorite college or professional teams. Visit our webpage, rgtc.coop, or call 537-2461 to find out more about Richland Grant Telephone's value-added packages and reliable local service.
Welcome back to Ithaca. The Bulldogs get the win, 54-40. We're admiring the young guys' game down there, too. It's kind of a combination of rugby and I'm not sure what all.
Yeah, I don't know, something anyway.
It's not just basketball.
Strong tackling, I guess.
The Bulldogs are led in scoring tonight by Kaylee Miller with 16, and she had 11 of those in the second half. 11 for Josie Lau, and from there, 5 points for J.C. Maxwell, and 4 points scored by Kaylee Peterson, 3 for Olivia Young and Tristan Peterson, 2 each for Maggie Peterson and Holly King. Riverdale is led by Macy McKay and Zuri Dennis, each with 14. Kennedy Cooey scores 10, and Ellie Hudson has 2 on the night. Riverdale makes a total of 3 three-pointers. The Bulldogs, 6 of them, 5 in the second half. That was certainly key.
That was for sure.
And Ithaca makes 14 of 21 from the free throw line, and Riverdale was 5 for 8. Well, Kurt, always a sad time when you're talking about seniors and seeing their final games and whatnot. So Riverdale's kind of experiencing that right now.
Yeah, Kayla McCorkle and Ellie Hudson, two seniors for Riverdale last game. They both played very strong, did a lot of really strong things defensively and rebounding and taking care of the ball. But, nothing lasts forever, and so the season comes to a close. But it's been a good, solid season for Riverdale. Like we said before, they play in a tough conference and played solid basketball and really showed a lot of improvements down the stretch. And hopefully you enjoyed your season, and it comes to a close, and Ithaca advances on. They played well, especially down in that, the whole game, but I think as we've talked about numerous times, they hit the threes in the second half we thought were key, and then the last five, six minutes, would you say, really putting, taking control of the game, making those big threes, and then knocking their free throws down. That's what you have to do when you're to win these close games.
Yep, they kind of turned in a cold shooting first half and then kind of got it right of the ship a little bit in the second half. So. Good, and then we want to wish the state wrestlers the best of luck coming up this weekend.
Yeah, we got Grant Matthews, a sophomore at heavyweight wrestling at state. Lakota Brewer, just a freshman at state. Riley Wanick, a senior, well-deserved at state. And then Brody Meese, a sophomore, all going to state. Coach Campbell does a great job with the program with the help from Coach Spies and Coach Wanick. So it's really great to see 4 wrestlers going to state, so it should be a fun weekend for them.
Yep, and Nolan Waldner going from here.
Yep.
To go Weston. So,
for sure.
Yeah, Bill and your no-good brother-in-law, David, will be on hand.
Yeah, they said that they're staying at some big fancy hotel down there on WRCO, taking care of that.
That's what they said, huh?
Yeah, that's what I heard.
They're going to be sadly mistaken. Yeah, they're going to be staying somewhere down there. But nonetheless, and then Kirk Layer joins a longtime official
nice.
As well. So going to have some good coverage starting on Thursday night. First session that we'll cover will be at about 7 o'clock that night. And good luck to all the teams. Girls basketball getting to the second level. We'll check some final notes on scores coming up. Kurt, we'll let you go down
the road. All right. Well, thanks, Bill. It's always fun. So
go straight home.
Yeah, I'll have to. Got to get something to eat.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks a lot, Kurt.
Thank you, Phil.
Kurt Thompson joining us at WRCO. Again, the final 54-40, the Bulldogs over Riverdale. We'll be back with a final word in a moment from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Home Sweet Home. Is it a dream or a reality? When it comes to buying or selling a home, Seifert Realty can help make your dreams come true. At Seifert Realty, it's not just about buying or selling a property or home. It's about understanding your needs, your desires, helping you navigate through the real estate process, making your home sweet home a reality. Seifert Realty. Call 608-604-6039 or log on to KimberlySeifert.exprealty.com.
The February specials of the month are in at All-American Do It Center. Now through February 29th, while supplies last, get a 10-pack of A19 LED light bulbs, daylight or soft white, for only $8, your choice, and save 50%. Or get a quick set matte black contemporary deadbolt or smart key entry knob for $29 each. Save with the February specials of the month at All-American Do It Center in Toma, Sparta, and Richland Center.
All-American.
Bryan County Building Supply is located in Spring Green and is this area's premier building headquarters. Whether you are a veteran contractor or a weekend warrior, Tri-County Building Supply has all your building material needs, including the finishing touches like cabinetry, countertops, and flooring. Tri-County Building Supply offers daily delivery service to Spring Green, Richland Center, and surrounding areas. Quality products, outstanding customer service, and the product knowledge you expect from a professional building supply store. From start to finish, Tri-County Building Supply.
Landowners manage a variety of assets every day. Trees on your property are an asset you shouldn't take for granted. The staff of Meister Log and Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team can help you make the decisions that will be in the best interest of you and your trees. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Final score tonight, Ithaca gets the win, 54-40 over Riverdale in the first round of the WIAA Regional. Bulldogs will advance to play Highland. Looks like that's a final. Highland 47, Benton 31. Elsewhere, Argyle over Southwestern, 59-39. Belmont beat Potosi, 56-36. Royal over Elmwood Plum City, 70-17. Dodgeville, 82. Richland Center, 29. In girls basketball, first-round tournament games, Darlington 57-38 over Boscobel, and Broadhead 72-33 over Wisconsin Heights. Wazika Steuben 61-22 over Seneca, among some of the more recent ones that we have. So we'll keep you posted on the games coming up here. Our plan is to be in Highland on Friday night for area tournament girls basketball, and it'll be a rematch for the Bulldogs. They've played Highland once this year. We were on hand to see that one. It was played here, actually, and Highland won the game. Certainly, it could be a different story this time, and I think both teams match up pretty well, and so we'll see how it goes. That's, again, a 7 o'clock tip-off time. It'll be right in the middle of our wrestling coverage on Friday night as well. We have a really busy week and weekend for WRCO Sports. We like it like that, and it all kind of comes to a screeching halt then down at the end here. As we get toward tournament time, and then, of course, the finality of the tournament where we start losing teams with every round. So the Bulldogs get the victory. They trailed Riverdale 17-16 at the break, and they win it going away 54-40, the final. For Kurt Thompson, I'm Phil Nee, and thanks to our engineer, Tim Feed. Phil Nee wishing you all the best, and we'll join you again coming up with state wrestling on Thursday and basketball coming up this weekend as well, courtesy of our sponsors in the area. You've been listening to WIAA Regional Basketball Action from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Thanks for listening to local sports coverage from WRCO Radio in Richland Center. WRCO Radio has provided coverage of local sports since 1949 with the support of the community, giving credit to student athletes, schools, coaches, teachers, officials, trainers, parents, and fans for all the contributions it takes to make local sports successful. This broadcast has been a presentation of WRCO Radio Sports in Richland Center.
Of tough, and I'm built to stand my ground. Yeah, when push comes to shove, I don't back up and I don't back down, because I know just what is back home that I'm fighting for. I'll storm through the gates of hell, even if it means I'm knocking on heaven's door. Don't tread on me or my memory. I fight for you so that you're free. We've never met, I bet I'll do it again. And I'll lose my mind, I'll give my life, if that's what it costs for that flag to fly. And I'll wear it proud like all the others before me. Why the hell you think they call it old glory? Rolling through the sea, or boots down in the sand. Those eyes in the sky, Lord knows that you're in good hands. In the land of the free, it doesn't matter where you are. Always have, will always be, fighting for the stripes and every star, every star. So don't tread on me or my memory. I'll fight for you so that you're free. We've never met, but bet I'll do it again. And I'll lose my mind, I'll give my life, if that's what it costs for that flag to fly. And I'll wear it proud, like all the others before me. Why the hell you think they call it over? Steps and wedding rings, last words and angel wings. But if that's what it takes, that's what it takes. So don't tread on me or my memory. I'll fight for you so that you're free. We've never met, but bet I'll do it again. My mind, I'll give my life, if that's what it costs for that flag to fly. And I'll wear it proud, like all the others before me. Why the hell you think they call it old glory? That's why we call her old glory.
Nobody cried like you, girl. Hey, mama, come my way. You're shaking them hips, yeah, you're driving me crazy. Hey. Been bussing on you since you rolled into the room. Got them blue eyes and blue jeans. Letting down your hair, making everybody stare in them red Lucchese's. I'll go, man, here I go again. Do anything to get a piece of your attention. One dance, give me one chance. Come on, what you say? Hey, mama, rock my world. I never met nobody quite like you, girl. Hey, mama, come my way. Swinging them hips, yeah, you're driving me crazy. Hey, sipping and spilling from that red solo cup. Hey mama, what can I say? Everybody wants you, but I need you to stay. Playing hard to get, girl, you're making me sweat. Watching those honey sweet lips. Lady me close home, I'm wide open, get locked in a long, slow kiss. Oh man, here I go again. Do anything to get a piece of your attention. One dance, give me one chance. Come on, what you say? Hey mama, rock my world. I never met nobody quite like you, girl. Hey mama, come my way. Swinging them hips, yeah, you're driving me crazy. Sipping and spilling from a red solo cup. Hey mama, what can I say? Everybody wants you, but I need you to stay.
red Solo cup. Hey mama, what can I say? Everybody wants you, but I need you. Hey mama, rock my world. I never met nobody quite like you, girl. Hey mama, come my way. Swinging them hips, yeah, you're driving me crazy. Hey mama, shake me up. Sipping and spilling from my red Solo cup. Hey mama, what can I say? Everybody wants you, but I need you. Hey mama, rock my world. I never met nobody quite like you, girl. Hey mama, come my way. Swing them hips, yeah, you're driving me crazy. Hey mama, shake me up. Sipping and spilling from the red Solo cup. Hey mama, what can I say? Everybody wants you, but I need you. Everybody wants you, but I need you. Everybody wants you, but I need you to stay.
It's the little thing. Kiss me in the morning when I first wake up. When I walk in the kitchen, you already feel my favorite coffee cup. It's the little things, the way you put your hair up in a baseball cap. When we go out to dinner, you grab my sweater and use it as a wrap. It's the little things you never say but always do. Right time, at the right place, you're always true. Baby, it's you. It's the little things when we're watching a movie and you hold my hand. When we go to the beach, throw down a blanket, chill out on the sand. It's the little things, the way you meet me at the door from a hard day's work. When you're out with your friends, you take time to call me just so you can flirt. It's the little things you never say but always do. At the right time, at the right place, you're always true. Baby, it's you. Girl, I can't count all the things you do. But it's the little things that keep our love true. Whisper in my ear and kiss me on the cheek. You turn out the lights, tell me goodnight, we drift off to sleep. Girl, it's the little thing.
The IAA State Individual Wrestling Tournament will be held this weekend. WRCO Sports wishes the best of luck to Wyatt Knockreiner of River Valley, Emma Haiti, Ethan Haiti, and Teague Perkins of Richland Center. From Dodgeville, Shane Rashan, Hawken Peterson, Charlie Might, Reed Spurley, and Ava Lord. Riverdale wrestlers Riley Wanick, Brody Meese, Grant Matthews, and Lakota Brewer. Nolan Waldner of Ithaca Weston. Jaron Grimsled of North Crawford, Seneca. Iowa Grand Highlands, Elliot Biba, Emerson Moen, Bodie Brockup, Hunter Stevens, Jackson Bussey, Tyson Imhoff, and Brock Hinderman. Join Bill Twining, David Wermond, and Kirk Lair for coverage of the state individual wrestling tournament beginning Thursday night on WRCO FM 100.9, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Be sure and join me every Saturday morning from 5 until 10 a.m. on WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app. Hello, this is Adam Hess. Saturdays, we bring you the best country music, news, weather, sports, some fun, and of course, Prime Movers starting at 8:30. If you have items to buy, sell, trade, or give away, join me every Saturday morning from 8:30 until 10 a.m. for Prime Mover, only on WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Tomorrow night. Many people aren't aware that Richland County has an organization similar to Big Brothers Big Sisters. For 35 years, Kinship of Richland County has made hundreds of matches between carefully screened adults and local children who need some extra attention. I'm Michelle Nolan-Karras, the Director of Kinship. Occasionally, relationships don't work out, but it's amazing how often they do. Having a mentor can improve a child's self-confidence and help them succeed at school and in life. The mentor benefits from these matches, too. Often they last for years and continue into adulthood. If you would like to become a volunteer or refer a child, please contact us at 608-475-2886 or email us at kinshiprc@gmail.com. Donations to Kinship can be mailed to P.O. Box 51, Richland Center, Wisconsin. Your gift is tax deductible and much appreciated.
WRCO 100.9.
The sound beating.
your blue eyes lighting up the pavement on a Nashville night. Gave me that James Dean winking, starstruck feeling. How could I know you were just acting when you're acting so extra, extra? Read all about it, your name should be in lights. Ain't no doubt about it. I bet you, bet you, you pour a day down it, drinking up them lies like you ain't just clowning. You extra, extra, read all about it, you extra. You extra. I didn't come to fall for a plot twist, but you turned me on and off like a light switch. A woman can change her mind when she wants to, but a man should do what he says he's gonna do. Why'd you have to be extra, extra? Read all don't worry
about the damage done. Just let those words roll off your tongue. Even if you're lying, well, couldn't you